This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Gas plans are leading to gas talk tomorrow in Kenosha County. People will get to weigh in on a new power plant proposal in Summers. Developer Invenergy, known for its solar project in Paris, plans to build a natural gas plant that would run only during peak demand. Village leaders say it could bring in hundreds of thousands of dollars in revenue each year. There are two meetings to discuss the project tomorrow at Summers Village Hall. A 25-year-old Chicago man with a prior murder conviction in 2017 is facing new gun charges in Racine. Police say Marvello Wilson was arrested after officers found a handgun in his mother's home. He's charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm. A criminal complaint also says he's wanted for questioning in a Kenosha homicide case. The federal trial of Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan starts this week. Prosecutors accuse her of helping an undocumented man avoid immigration agents, though she denies any wrongdoing. The Journal Sentinel reports a court recording tied to the case has not been released publicly, with state court officials saying releasing it could impact her right to a fair trial. Jury selection gets going tomorrow. A former Racine school building is on the market for $975,000. The old Jefferson Lighthouse School on West 6th sits on 2 acres by the Root River, and it's part of the city's revitalization plan. The real estate agent says it's a prime spot with easy access to downtown. And big redevelopment ideas are on the table for land around American Family Field. A new report delivered to the Stadium District Board proposes adding apartments, shops, offices, and a hotel in the area. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson and Brewers officials call it a promising first step, though the plan faces zoning and environmental hurdles. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college hoops. The Wisconsin Badgers in Lincoln to take on Nebraska. Head coach Greg Gard on dealing with the Cornhuskers forward Rink Mask. 6'10", 24 years old, out of the Netherlands.
He's a consummate worker, grizzled vet. It's fun to watch him play, watch Nebraska's offense kind of come together and how all the pieces fit together. But it's not real fun having to game plan against him or play against him.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready to host the Boston Celtics tomorrow night. Doc Rivers on who was able to practice.
Everybody other than Giannis and AJ Green.
NFL, the Packers installing a game plan for their trip to Denver to face the Broncos. At the baseball meetings in Florida, a lot of teams interested in trading for Brewers ace Freddy Peralta, Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I watched some of these contracts out there, and he's due to be a wealthy man, have a lot of acreage if he wants it. Maybe beachfront acreage, multiple islands.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little lingering light snow this morning, and it is going to be windy this morning. The wind will gradually die down through the afternoon, and it will stay mostly cloudy here through the day. Our high around 30 this morning, falling into the low 20s by late afternoon. Tonight down to 10 above, tomorrow mostly cloudy, 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.